Welcome to the 300th episode of the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast. I cannot believe that I'm saying that. This is going to be another self-indulgent, extra special episode of Blossom. If you are wanting something of substance, you're going to have to tune in next week, which actually it'll be we'll have guest Alex Darby on talking about proper PICC line maintenance and care in long-term care settings. But today, it's not anything like that. We are going to be talking with Will Smith, my former law partner and the former co-host of this show, about what it was like to take the concept of a video podcast before Zoom, before COVID, before all that, how difficult it was to put two dudes in a room, record them talking about the nursing home industry and having guests and all that stuff. So there's plenty of bloopers to be had. So if you are interested in that, by all means, keep listening. Otherwise, tune in next week for when I talk to Miss Darby. The other thing is this, a lot of salty, spicy language this week. A lot of cuss words. So if you got the young ones in the car, might want to, you know, change it to whatever other XM radio station you got. But if you have made it past those warnings, I hope you enjoyed this show. I really enjoy making this show. This is a truly labor of love because, as I mention every week, maybe a half dozen of you listen regularly. And I appreciate that very much, more than you realize. The first episode of the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast, Will and I recorded that in the library above our office, in the office building. Let's see. It was recorded in December of 2016, but came out on January 16th of 2017. So we're not that far removed from 10 years. So almost 10 years ago, Will and I stumbled up into a little library above our office to try to do something that, I mean, it's still pretty rare to have a video podcast, but in 2017, it was almost unheard of to have a video podcast. And so I wanted to have him on to talk about that. And Will was actually on the show as a co-host for almost 200 episodes. I believe his last episode was maybe 180, something like that. So he's put in some time. And so I wanted to have him on to reminisce about what it was like sitting next to me for hours and hours and hours and hours on end. Great times making this. I hope to continue making this. Maybe we'll get 300 more episodes, but stick around for my conversation with Will, in which it's just going to be two dudes bloviating about how difficult it was to make a video podcast. So I hope that you enjoy it.
Is this better?
That's way better. That's way better. Yeah.
Okay. I figured out how to do it then. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So now I look like Fiji on the beach side.
You look like Stringfellow Hawk from Air Hawk. Air Wolf
with Air John Wolf. Michael Vincent.
John Michael Vincent. That's you.
Yes. Okay.
Landing
Those one of my favorite shows.
Yeah. So when I was like, hey, do you want to be on a podcast with me to commemorate the 300th episode? Did you immediately put a fucking piece of gum in your mouth or?
I don't know. Okay. I haven't done this in a while, man. It's been a while.
Okay. So I'm looking at like an Excel spreadsheet and it looks like we did 190 episodes.
Okay.
Let me show you what we look like real quick.
Yes.
Let me show you. Okay.
Okay.
And then this might take us down memory lane. And maybe if you've got a ham sandwich, you can start eating that if you wanted to. I'm gonna play the opening segment to the very first episode. And then let's talk about what memories that are nightmares that jogs for us.
This is the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast. This show examines the latest legal topics and news facing families whose loved ones have been injured in a nursing home. It is hosted by lawyers Rob Schenck and Will Smith of Shink Smith LLC.
No jackets.
A personal injury law firm based in Atlanta, Georgia.
I don't remember
Welcome
this.
Welcome to the show.
What are we doing?
Hey out there. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Schenck.
And I'm Will Smith.
And we are trial lawyers and we practice in the areas of nursing home abuse and neglect in the state of Georgia. We're coming to you from our offices in Atlanta, Georgia, specifically our office library, aka the dungeon.
First, I think I said library, but also I think that was the first time I ever called it the dungeon. And I want to say that you got mad later that I said that this was the dungeon, even though that we've never called it that before. Like, I bet you, even in your brain right now, the screenshot that we have, you're thinking to yourself, what are we doing here? This is, I guess, it'd be the beginning of 2017. So this is January of 2017.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this right now, though, like this, I can still smell this library. Like, it was so dank.
Yeah.
And off camera, there would be like, I think there was like a Senka can that was collecting rainwater.
God, I remember just going in on a Saturday and just you'd be there all day long, one episode after another.
It wouldn't be that we would record an episode one week and it would come out the next week. We would record as many as we possibly could in one day so that we would only have to do it in one day.
Right.
And so like we would be in there from like 7 a.m. until 4 or 5 p.m. Like just.
Oh, it was a long day. It's hard to talk. Like, I don't know how people do the books on tape narration. Just talk. It's a physical endeavor of expelling air and words all day. That's how those video clips were. It was just an all day marathon of just running my mouth or running your mouth and just terrible.
And it was worse because at least for the first like year, I want to say that we had no guests. It was just us bloviating to each other. Golly.
How disappointed, just so I don't forget this, would the guests be when we eventually had guests that come on? And for whatever reason, they'd be excited, like, oh, when does this air? Like, I don't know, a year from now?
Oh, yeah. And to be quite honest with you, that's still a major problem. Like,
yeah.
So when this goes to air, actually, this will be topical. This will be contrary to what we just said, but this episode is fourth dimensionally. This is coming out in a few weeks from when we record this. But
okay. The
last season that we did, which was I recorded in February of 2025, there are people whose episodes have not come out and they don't come out until June 2026. And they'll email and they'll be so mad. They're mad. They don't say they're mad, but it's like, hey, like, was that a dream? Like, what do you do? Are you gonna get your
family around and go like, hey, I was on the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast. Like, it's, you know, actually, as far as staying topical, there was one issue in particular. I don't want to get us off track here, but it just made me think about how COVID threw how are these guys not talking about a history defining event that is currently going on? Well, because they did this prior to March of 2020 and they weren't predicting the world collapsing.
Dude, it synced up perfectly. Like, we wrapped on something like 50 or 60 episodes by, like, I think it was February of 2020. Uh-huh. And so like they start playing. And so there was a year of content that we put out as though
nothing going on with COVID.
Nothing going on in the world.
Hey, what'd you do this last weekend? Went to the store, walked around, shook hands with people like I normally do.
Oh yeah. Coughed openly and there was no issue. Dude, so to add like a layer of complication for us, because like setting aside the guests being mad that their episodes don't come out for a year. But like me, because I'm an idiot, but I wanted to try to make these like topical as well. So like that meant that in March, we were recording episodes that would come out in November or December, but I wanted it to seem like it was November or December when we recorded.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? So it would be like, hey, Will, make sure that you talk about, you know, Halloween or whatever. And you're... And this is something that, like, and I want to play some clips, but this is something that you, and I want to ask you right now, like, what I feel like this was something that was extremely difficult for you to understand. Like, why did you have so much trouble?
I mean, obviously I understand it. It's just that when you're, it's like when somebody's, you see somebody on a game show and, you know, they're like, a question like, well, what's the capital of America? And you're like, And they won't answer. You know, you're just in the moment. It's stressful. You're tired. And I just don't feel like thinking, you know, you're just like, I'm so tired.
And I'm glad that you said that, because like, I feel like at least some of my frustration is that I was thinking about it so hard. And then you've come in like with your suit, having not done any of the prerequisite like right. work. Yeah. And you just come in and it's like, what is it, March? It's going to be March forever. Like, I mean, yeah. I'm sorry, but there's no way that I can understand that. I'm not even going to try to talk about trick or treating. No way. And so I would get mad and resentful. Let me just say this too, before we start watching things. In going back to try to find clips, I realize now that it's not right to characterize you as the ornery, mean one. Like, mm-hmm. I am very mean, like, mm-hmm. Like way more than I thought I was. Like, I actually saved some clips where I was like, I don't remember it that way. But if somebody's watching this, it's the bald guy. That's the mean.
Right.
Right. We're taking this back mm-hmm. again. I've worked really hard for these show outlines. The show outlines would have the content, like questions, but also a little tab where it's like, this show, moron, comes out October 31st or 30th or November 15th, yes. February 30th, doesn't matter. Here are some holidays, here are some things. Just to like, if you wanted a glance at it, you wouldn't have to put any effort into it. But like, just no, like I no way I can be bothered. And so here is me trying to end the episode and segue into, hey, it's Thanksgiving this week. Okay.
Here's something that is also extremely complex and confusing. It's why, as children, my family forced my mother to not only make stuffing like from the brand Stovetop Stuffing. So we have Stovetop brand stuffing, but we also make her cook from scratch Mimi's famous stuffing for Thanksgiving. So we have literally two different casserole dishes with stuffing in them. Like, we want the cheap, terrible stuffing.
Oh, yeah.
But we also make her get up at 4 a.m. to make stuffing from scratch. Like, it's the real deal.
Are we going to be here for Thanksgiving?
No, this will be the first Thanksgiving at my that I'm going with.
See, I even try to cover for you. And like, right. You know, like, so you have no idea why I'm even talking about Stovetop Stuffing. Like,
no.
It's just too complex. So I try to cover
yeah.
for you.
Daniela as my fiance. This will be a Nashville Thanksgiving with Daniela there.
Oh, but okay, I'm thinking October. November is Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah.
Which will be Thursday.
Yeah.
As this goes to air, it's November 19th. You will never understand that these...
goddamn fucking idiots! I can't say this. I can't... Oh, I'm gonna pass out.
Dude, like, and that's what's so funny is it's just like, hey, I'm trying to hand you this football and like, yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, I don't know. It's just in the moment I'm not thinking and I'm just thinking about you talking about stuffing and stuff like that. And I'm just, you know, I'm, I'm breaking the fourth wall only because I don't see it and I run right into it.
Okay, so let me. There's one more that's particularly famous on Facebook. Like, this is all before TikTok. Like, if TikTok existed when this happened, you'd be Kim Kardashian or whoever, Mr. Beast.
All right, we got this episode 47 coming out December 4th.
You know, we didn't give a shout out to the Marine Corps birthday on November 10th.
We did.
Did you?
You got to think fucking fourth dimensionally. That episode came out on Monday.
Ah, okay. Okay.
You say okay, but do you know what I'm saying? You don't.
Oh, Jesus Christ! I can't pass out!
God damn it, you're a fucking idiot! Just a lunatic!
I just don't want to deal with it! So, no, you gotta think fourth dimensionally. Okay, it sounds good. I don't want to pursue this! Whatever that guy said, I'm okay. That's good.
Whatever I need to tell you to just move on to something else.
I don't care anymore. I don't even know why I said anything.
I think that some of you, in your defense, is the fact that, like, dude, again, we'd been there for hours and hours and hours.
That's all of it. I obviously can understand as an adult that we're filming these in one day to put out in the future. It's just that you're tired and you're hot and you're just like, oh God, what? You know, like, I don't know.
Something that just spoke to me as I was watching that is also, again, how much of an asshole I am about stupid things that don't matter. Like, I remember that I would make us switch jackets. Like, I would make sure that, like, to give the illusion that every week we are coming there on that week to film something. And it's all an illusion. Like, we film 50 episodes in a matter of like 2 or 3 days, just switching coats. Like, but also I would move things in the background. Like, I would change the location of books to make it look that way. Just so stupid. Okay, God. And you,
who moved the penguin? Yeah.
You would destroy it by, I don't know, like, you would, behind you would be 17, it would be a cup of coffee, a water bottle, another water bottle. Like, so it's like, okay, so maybe they're changing clothes, but they haven't cleaned the office in 6 months. That's interesting.
Yeah.
This is one where I have two. One where I'm mad because of a guest made me mad, and then one where I'm mad at you. Okay, here we go. Which was not difficult.
Uncommon.
Yeah.
All right, we got 3 minutes. Here we go. This is episode 132 of the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast, How Nursing Homes Can Prevent Falls. Were you looking at me?
Oh yeah, but
man, you gotta look at the camera we're talking to people.
Okay,
here we go. This is episode 132 of the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast. How nursing?
Like, I took it so serious. Like, you gotta be looking and look at yourself. Like, how mad you are.
It's just a furnace. Back in that was like 10 years ago, and just everything we were doing in life, from the high stress litigation to your bachelor's in Midtown to constantly working to making these, a furnace of just anger and Tums and indigestion all the time. You know what I mean? Like, it's just chew you up and spit you out.
God. But like, it's so funny. It's like, I'm mad because you're not looking at the camera. Like, out of all the things, like, we look like we're landing a helicopter. Like, it's so stupid. Like, what I choose to have my anger pointed towards. Okay, so let me see here. Okay, so again, we would try to prepare for these things in advance. Most of the time, we're just jawing off, like just making things off the cuff, okay? But there was one time, and you sensed it, where I did some research and I was
That
trying
is
to.
my favorite one. And I have to explain to everybody what's so perfect about it. And people don't appreciate it. It is my favorite clip of all time. You were so proud of
This,
yourself.
I mean, because like it's like this is like a case that I found. I was going to talk about it as though like I just
Oh,
remembered it.
so delicious.
All right, let's.
So this type of action where you're suing Donald Trump as the chief executive of the United States, Mark Sandy, acting director of the Office of Management and Budget, and the head of a bunch of agencies. And this reminds me of
Hans versus Louisiana, 1890.
God, that's
And
amazing.
just to set it up again, because I want people to appreciate this, is that obviously we're not filming live. We can stop and edit and do things. And you knew this was going to come up, so you stopped and looked up this case and want it to sound like very erudite and like, well, actually, this reminds me of a case that I just happened to remember, Hans versus Louisiana. And you can see me realizing what I'm going to do. And that's why I go, because I'm trying to stop myself from laughing and just stealing the thunder and go, reminds me of, oh, Hans versus Louisiana, right? Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, dude.
Oh my God, dude. It was two guys had to be in the same location. It's analog, meaning that was a video camera, like not a computer. It was a video camera recording us at a table with microphones. Like, and even then, it was, like I said, it was analog. It's not like it's going into a computer. So all that had to be extracted, edited. Oh my gosh. There was one time, speaking of editing, because for I think the first year I edited everything.
Yeah, you
And then
did.
finally we got a dude named Cody. Do you remember Cody?
I do remember Cody.
Cody was awesome, but and Cody has the dirt on us. Like
Well,
if
we should have had Cody sign a non-disclosure agreement because what people see, like maybe a 30-second clip where they see a 30-minute podcast clip, but there's hours of video where we
hours.
are unfiltered.
Oh, dude, like that's the and so there was one week where we were just highly animated, and there was one probably 45 minutes where you went on a tirade that I couldn't send it to Cody. Like I had to edit the raw video to send to Cody to edit. So Cody didn't get the raw video. He got edited because it's like I can't have whatever this was out in the world. And oh my gosh, that was no. So we finally got help. Like there was finally somebody taking at least that off of our shoulders. And then like I said, like we started getting guests. And so when you have a guest, it's way easier, like, than just the two of us talking.
I don't know what you're about to show, but there's a couple of guests. Remember the guy with the birds?
I was going to do the guy with the birds, but like I didn't have time to get that clip. But it was like, and actually I think it's actually in the show. So like this, that does, it's not like you had to pull that from a hard drive somewhere, but he wanted to take the call out on his porch. And you said something like, "Hey man, are you inside of a bird cage? Like, what are you doing?"
I mean, it sounded like he was in the Atlanta Botanical Garden or something. Like, dude, where are you?
Dude, I mean, like, seriously, he was sitting in a tree. Like, it wasn't just like a tweet tweet. It was like he was being attacked by birds, like Hitchcockian. I think this one is me just being mad at you in general.
That's you.
Oh, okay. So this is...
Well, when I hit... Listen to me. When I hit the fucking phone app,
yeah,
it shouldn't be an app because it's a fucking phone. Right, it should be the primary function.
And then it'll ask you, do you always want to use the phone to use the phone?
Like, yeah. So I click on the phone and it's like... I have to hit another button for the keypad.
Yeah.
Man, fuck you.
Yeah. Would you like to allow phone access to your phone?
I would.
I mean, goddamn you.
Just so mean. Like, I'm not like, why? Uh-huh. It's ridiculous.
This is why it's funny to me. Like, because I'm a new husband and a new stepdad, and my kids will, they're sweet and innocent, and they'll joke around and be silly with each other. Sometimes me, and they'll be like, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to, you know, and I'm like, you guys don't know what it is to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
You don't know where we're coming from.
Right. Like it's, it's like you're the guy from that movie. It's the one of the greatest movies of all time. Nobody, where it's, the guy that played Saul Goodman, Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, Bob Odenkirk. Yeah.
Okay. Like, and that's us in terms of attitude and outlook on life. And you're going to apologize to me because you think you said something offensive? Like, no. Yeah. Like, no, I'm a Black Ops. Not, yeah.
Yeah. No, I have no skin for you to hurt. Like, it's been boiled off.
So that I was going to say, I think that particular day, because I watched some of the raw footage before this, was like there was a lady that missed the time. And if you missed the time, then it was such a pain in the ass to re-record the episode, because all of them, again, because they all came out on a specific date. And it would cause a chain reaction of fuck ups. And so I was so mad at her. And I want to say that you actually, again, the stereotype was that you're the gruff guy, but you actually had to calm me down and you did the interview. I don't know if you remember that. Like you're like, hey, and you muted yourself and like, hey, you got to calm down.
I remember that one.
Yeah, dude. And you led the episode. Like, I was so mad that I was going to have to go back and change. Like, okay, we had to mention Flag Day. Now I got to edit that out or whatever.
Right.
Do you remember the guy that, I don't know if we're safe to mention names or whatever, but I guess it's okay. There was a dude that thought that we recorded like with the person, like, because when we first started he showed up
with us. This was Joe Rogan or something like that. Yeah, exactly.
No, it wasn't Zoom at the beginning. It was, you got a phone call and you talked to us, and he thought that he showed up. And then we had a dude
with us.
We had a dude that actually did sit with us. Do you remember that?
I thought those were the same guy. I do remember a guy that sat with us.
The guy that sat with
me, him, and then you, and it was just like,
the first guy that I was talking about, we sent him home because we didn't have the capability. But the one guy, he was old school, that was okay, and we set up for three mics, except actually one of the mics didn't work, but like. That was, and so that's okay. That's legit. That's okay that he was there physically with us, but it really was three fat guys sitting at a table.
On the same side of the table.
Of the table. Yeah, of course. Okay.
Like that one time. Remember when we went in there and I sat on the same side of the table as the, it was an accountant or something.
That is probably one of the funniest, like I was telling somebody that story, and it's one of those things where like, that's how I can gauge whether or not you're going to be somebody that I can get along with. Like if you don't immediately throw up laughing. So let me I want to actually tell this on this podcast, even though it's completely irrelevant. So you and I were going to interview with, or not, I don't know what you would say. We're going to meet a CPA potentially to do our books for the firm that we used to have together. And so we're powerful men, so we had to go to his office. Okay, so like right. And both of us to meet this person face to face for some reason, and so he has a giant, conference table. Okay, I'm talking like 20 seats. Like it looks like something from a movie. Okay,
yeah.
And we walk in, and he's like, "Hey guys." And it wasn't even him. It was his secretary. Like, make yourselves at home. He's already set himself up because he's excited to meet you. And so she leaves and it's just you and I. And he had set up his coffee cup and his little. He set up his coffee cup and his little folder on one side in the middle of this conference room. I'm assuming in anticipation that we're going to sit across from him on the right.
There's like 15 other seats. Yeah.
There's so many other seats. Like, I mean, it's like an infinity of how many seats there are. And so I don't know what was going through your head, but you walked around and sat in the seat next to his. But I sat across from him. So he walks in and kind of, I don't know, not realizing the mathematics, sits down in the place and just looks, and he's nose to nose with you at a table that has 150 places. And it's like, and he's like,
comfortable.
I guess this is how we're going to do it. And I immediately laughed so hard that it completely derails the whole thing. He thought that yeah. I was a crazy person.
Yeah.
God, that was the funniest thing that, like, he's just like, why would you sit next to me? But I guess that's how you wanted. That's what we're going to do, I guess.
So he has to talk like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess thinking back, the best thing would have been if I sat on the other side.
Uh-huh. The power move. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. So there was a one time where we had a physical person come with us. At some point, I guess it was closer to COVID, we began to do Zoom, but it was always a phone call, right?
They would call, because you had in that, I don't know, the soundboard that you've got, just different things you would connect, and somehow they would connect through a phone call.
Who was the guest? Who was a guest on our podcast the most?
Richard Mollett.
Mr. Mollett. Don't even have to think about it. Don't have to think about it. That dude was down. Like, you, oh, hey, Richard. Time. Yeah. You just scream out the window, Richard, come be on a podcast. No problem.
Yeah.
Do
like you nursing the, home 911. Yeah.
Do you remember the one time where, and again, it always comes down to the stress of doing 150 episodes in a week, but like, it was his episode. And I think I accidentally, when I was editing it, I cut, instead of cutting when it's like, okay, let's start and now, I cut the 30 or 40 seconds before that, which was just a completely, like just a curse, blasphemous filled of dialogue between you and I about fucking this something, I hate this guy, fuck this over here. And I didn't realize that I had like that was in there, and that went live, that published. And it's like, hey, world, welcome. Richard Mollett's going to be on the show. Check it out.
Like Joe Pesci in a Quentin Tarantino movie. You've got
no, Joe it was Pesci. Like Joe Pesci yeah. talking to himself, because it wasn't like it wasn't an innocent party like, oh, my gosh. And Joe Pesci, it was too like who can yeah. which one of us can be more offensive.
Yeah.
And I remember him calling me and being like, hey, man, like, you might want to look at what you've published. You know, we're talking about, man, this is a great episode. He's like, just go and listen. Uh-huh. And so we quickly took it down. I had to re-upload it. I don't remember out of the 150 episodes that he was a guest on, which one that was, but it was really early on. I'm surprised that he kept coming back after that, actually. It's a really nice
He was a good dude. I ran into him a couple of times at those conferences that we would go to.
Yeah, the Consumer Voice.
Consumer Voice.
What did I say?
Consumer Voice. It's like when you say Captain D. No, you, like you, it, the way you emphasize things.
That's the Tennessee. It's not Captain D's. It's Captain D's.
Captain, his rank matters. It's very important you get his rank right.
or guitar. There was one episode where, and this is really interesting to me, where it was the day in the life of a nursing home resident, and there was no guest, and it was just you talking. And that was like, and even to this day, that's one of the highest, at least like from people that listen on podcasts, that's one of the highest listened to podcasts is what
I wonder why that is.
It's the day in the life of a nursing home resident. And like you just talk from your experience as a CNA.
In the state of Georgia for over 7 years.
So, okay. So that's good too. So like this episode is going to be interesting to no one but us. So
yeah.
The nursing home abuse podcast drinking game when it was you and I hosting this was if you mentioned that you were a CNA in the state of Georgia for over 10 years, you took a drink.
Yeah.
I mentioned working at Tower Records, was that mine?
Well, I mean, obviously you worked at Tower Records and O'Charley's, and
yes,
a lot of your stories, the repertoire of your stories came from those experiences.
O'Charley's and Tower Records. That was definitely mine, waiting tables at O'Charley's and working at Tower Records. And then, and anything Daniela related.
Yeah.
Which is so interesting because interesting to me, I should say, going through these to try to find like snippets to talk about, it was like, I met her at the time, like we had just started dating when this podcast came out. Just started dating. And then you can see through the life of this podcast, me referencing her as girlfriend, then fiance, then having a kid, like two kids. It's pretty interesting. It's to me. Anyway, that is my drinking game. But wasn't there one more? Being in a band. That's what it was.
Cab of Repeat.
Yeah. We actually, one of the episodes, we played a Cab of Repeat song because it had to do with arbitration, because the band that Cab of Repeat that I was in for a long time through college, we had a song against arbitration.
Because, of course you did.
Because O'Charley's made us sign arbitration agreements.
Nothing's more heavy metal.
Oh, dude.
No, there's two things. Like, whenever I say I worked in nursing homes throughout the state of Georgia for over 8 years, it feels like something takes over my body and says it in the same way if I ever have to spell your last name.
Oh, yeah. Because
I have said S-C-H-E-N-K so many times that it's like L-M-N-O-P to me.
Right.
Because like I had a client the other day that somebody, I was talking to some government employee or something. They're like, oh, how do you spell this person's last name? And I was like, S-C-H-E-N-K. It just comes out.
Wait, hang on a second. What are you saying?
S-C-H-E-N-K.
Okay. Because it sounded like you're spelling it wrong, but I get what you're saying.
No, S-C-H-E-N-K. I've spelled S-C-H-E-N-K.
Okay. But do it fast again.
S-E-H-E-N-K.
Okay. It sounds like you're saying S-E-H-E-N-K.
S-C-H-E-N-K.
Okay.
I have spelled your last name more than you. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why you're acting angry about it when I've had to distinguish that it's not Will Smith, the actor.
God. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, give me a break. Like, do you remember that for a while we had a GoPro?
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know. Like, first of all, no one listens to the show. Still, no one listens to the show. But for some reason, I was like, if we have different camera angles, that's what's lacking. It's not substance or, you know, snack.
Or exciting material.
Yeah.
Nursing home abuse.
Yeah. No, it's not that. It's because we don't have enough cameras.
Yeah.
And so for a long time, we had a GoPro set up I'd have to figure out which episodes these are, but you would periodically, and that's one of the things that Cody did, was he would snap between the main camera and the GoPro camera that was, I guess, a close-up of us.
Mm-hmm. There were a couple that we used that in.
A couple of episodes? More than a couple of episodes.
It was that old-timey Blair Witch video camera.
Yeah.
And then that GoPro over there.
Yeah. That was a Blair Witch camera. The camera that recorded our podcast was a Blair Witch camera. 100%. Had the flap on it, had this thing on it. Who was the, I mean, we can't say who the worst person was.
No.
Can't say who the worst guest. They're all good guests. Like, there's nobody, except for that one that I got mad at. I was so mad. I'm such an asshole. Like, I mean, it's just like, it's the word. I've actually been working on it. I'm not as mean or as mad anymore. Reactive is the word. I try not to be as reactive. But dude, like, if you missed, like, and there's 10 shows that we're recording that day, that throws everything off. Especially throws you off, because you're going to look down and I'm going to tell you, hey, disregard that it's Labor Day. Now it's going to be Halloween. Holy shit. Like, I've just, like, that's might as well be a Rubik's maze, like, that you're never getting out of. Like,
well, you're also, I think you are, and this is not a joke, you are somewhere on the spectrum a little bit. I mean, if you have spreadsheets for everything, right? Yeah. Like, but I think it comes into play being meticulous and detail oriented. But I think sometimes you don't really connect with, and I maybe do it too much. You know, when we're talking to a client, like, oh, yo, that's so terrible, I'm so sorry, or whatever. And you're like, so what happened? Okay. And then they died. All right. And then it's a Thursday, right? It was Friday. I don't know. I mean, we're going to do this again, right? I mean, I don't know. Is it, when does this come out? What day is it?
Okay. So, all right. So let's be for real. All right. So as we film this, I hope it's usable, because I don't know. I have a sneaky suspicion that what we've been watching, the volume is not on, but we'll see.
Okay.
So, but if everything goes according to plan, right now it's April 24th. Okay.
Okay.
And this will come out. And again, I can already see your eyes glazing over. Like, you have given up. This is going to come out on May 4th. So this is coming out in, I guess, what is that, a week from now? Not this Monday, but the following Monday.
Okay.
So.
And Ryan Cox, A Brief History of Time.
I'm like, who?
He's a physicist that I like.
Brian Cox?
Yeah.
I thought A Brief History of Time was Stephen Hawking.
Oh, Stephen Hawking, but he's another physicist. Hold on a second. Yeah. Brian Cox, he's a physicist. Brief History of Time was Stephen Hawking.
Okay. But hey, you know.
Sorry.
I'm very well read, you know.
Hans versus Louisiana.
Actually, I do have one that highlights your anger. Let me show. But it's actually funny. So, what I've learned from this is that I'm 100% a jerk, and you are actually a good, nice person. So let's.
You're scary. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's. And to give, and again, like, this always goes back to what a bear beast this podcast was to put out. Like, kids nowadays can start a podcast on the school bus on their way to school. Like, I can't even begin to tell you how much work this stuff was, but this clip was me. I bought a new mixer for the purpose of, I want to say, that would allow us to have guests on, I think. I can't remember. There was some reason why I had to get this mixer. And I'm trying to understand how to get it to work. And so I told you, just talk while I get the levels right. And this is what you decided to talk about.
I mean, I can't. I'm so angry about that. I don't even know what to say right now. Well, what they originally had was they had 6 different containers. One container was for plastics, non-degradable. The other was for plastics, degradable. One was for landfill, non-food. The other was for landfill, food. One was for compostable material. So basically, you had to take, you know, your leftover tray and spend 30 minutes putting it into these different containers. Now, naturally, what I did was, I would go to the compostable one, which is supposed to be all biodegradable stuff that you can, you know, use to fertilize plants. And I would put all my plastic goods in there and also pour lighter fluid in it as well. And then I would run out of the store. Okay. But
all right. So hopefully that's a good level.
Whole Foods in Midtown Atlanta. Because it was their trash can setup was like an LSAT logic problem where you couldn't just go and throw stuff away. And I think they ended up stopping doing this because it was so confusing because it wasn't just like, oh, put your plastics over here and put this over here. It was like there were like literally four or five different bins to figure out where to put your stuff.
And you're not exaggerating. Like, this is not hyperbole. Like, they wouldn't be able to have this setup executed correctly at Haight Ashbury. Like, you're talking about Atlanta.
No,
you know what I mean?
No.
Like, yeah. Like you, there was literally eight different trash cans for you to put your shit. Like, it was insane. Like, so what you were describing is not inaccurate. Look at your guns, dude.
And
you're ripped.
Oh, God. Was this like 10 years ago? What was it? This is 10 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. This, I mean, almost 10 years, almost exactly 10 years. Which, in fact, like this is probably the 10-year anniversary episode as well as the 300th episode. Like, I was debating whether or not to do this again for the 10-year anniversary, but this is probably enough.
Yeah.
No, yeah, 10 years, dude. Well, no, like, I guess, do you want to talk about what you're doing now, or do you want me to do it for you at the beginning? Like, hey, I'm going to have Will on, like, you, or just...
I mean, I can give you something, and if it does, you don't like it. I mean, and this is kind of like our get back, if anybody watched that about the Beatles, and then how the Beatles separated. So we separate, okay, you know. Anyway, so around after COVID, we went our separate ways, and I practiced for maybe a year after that, and then kind of just decided I'm getting out of the law, and I tried to leave for a little bit and start like a barbecue food truck or something. And then around that time, I met my now wife and got married and then had, you know, three stepkids, decided the barbecue thing wasn't working. So I actually got back into the law, and now I'm doing veterans disability law, which is much different and honestly less stressful than the litigation that you're doing now. But yeah, I work for Barry Law. I'm doing veterans disability benefits. I live in North Georgia, although we're moving back to the city, you know, Cobb County in June. But yeah, you know, almost 50, three kids, wife, loving it, man. Awesome. Loving it.
All right. Well, fucking thanks, dude.
All right. Well, sounds good. You know,
sounds good.
Hey, you guys drive safe now. Okay.
Well, folks, I hope that you enjoyed the content of this episode. If you have an idea for someone that you would like for me to talk to, please let me know. If you have an idea for a subject that you would like for me to talk about, let me know that as well. New episodes come out every week, and hopefully we will see you for another 300 episodes. Thanks for tuning in to the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast. Nothing said on this podcast, either by the host or the guest, should be construed as legal or medical advice, nor is intended to create an attorney-client relationship between the host or their guest and the listener. New episodes, for now, are available every other Monday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on your favorite podcast app, as well as on YouTube and our website, nursinghomeabusepodcast.com. Again, that's nursinghomeabusepodcast.com. See you next time.